This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The government of Puerto Rico has a website up helping to track the state of infrastructure recovery on the island. Status.pr is the address. Status.pr if you want to check it out. And here is just a sampling of the data 15 days, more than 2 weeks after Maria hit. 9% of the island has electricity. Just over a third of the ATMs are back in service, and about half of the territory has potable water. Getting the rest of the way back is going to take time, yes, but also a whole lot of heavy equipment operators and skilled workers. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson hitched a ride yesterday with a plane load of union nurses, truck drivers, and electricians headed from New York to Puerto Rico to help out.
We need all passengers to take your seats and fasten your seatbelts.
When we start the descent into San Juan, Luis Gonzalez looks out the window silently and wipes away a few tears.
My house is down there.
Gonzalez is Puerto Rican. He's from Bayamón, just 15 miles from the San Juan airport. He's lived in Brooklyn for 36 years now, but his mom and a bunch of family still live on the island. At first, from high in the air, the San Juan skyline looks normal. But as we descend further...
We got trees down, see them? Only the palm trees are up.
So some buildings look fine, but some look a little battered and tattered.
Yeah, boy, got no electricity. Nobody could stay there.
Talking to his family, Gonzalez is frustrated that the aid seems to be arriving in Puerto Rico, but doesn't seem to be getting out to the people.
Why should I bring water from New York? Or food? I got food in my bag so I could bring to my mother. Why is she not getting food?
The federal government has over 10,000 workers on the ground in Puerto Rico, doing everything from installing generators and temporary roofing on hospitals to delivering diesel. But the need is vast.
We need all of the help that we can get here, you know, because all of the island is destroyed.
Jose Rodriguez Baez is president of the AFL-CIO in Puerto Rico.
The help. When you go to the community and you see the situation, it's too difficult for our people.
The mayor's office in San Juan gave the AFL-CIO a list of different skills they need and how many of each kind of worker they could use. Then the call went out to the union affiliates across the country for heavy equipment operators, drivers with heavy truck licenses, medics, electricians. The mayor's office will provide food and housing, and it'll assign the workers to jobs in San Juan and the surrounding areas. Luis Gonzalez gets off the plane and looks at all the people waiting to board flights off the island. He notes the number of elderly people in wheelchairs.
Everybody's leaving. All people. I mean, they got families in all the states, Florida. They just leave.
The Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College in New York estimates the net outflow of people from Puerto Rico might double or triple this year, though those numbers could be tempered a bit by people returning to work on the recovery.
Hi, welcome aboard. How are you? You know where you're going?
The same United plane that brought those union workers down now loads about 250 evacuees to take off the island. The airline allowed government and relief agencies to give away free spots to people who needed to leave. Lily Belize and her 3-year-old daughter scored seats in first class. She chokes up when the flight attendant brings out dinner.
Is the first thing hot?
She says over the last couple of weeks, finding milk for her daughter has been a daily struggle, and she's been eating
bread, chef boyardee, salchichas, sausage, cookies, cornflakes.
She's alone with her daughter and desperate to get to family in Orlando, but two previous flights off the island were canceled. She only found out she could get on this United flight about 6 hours before it left.
This is very hard. And you don't have time to say goodbye to no one. You have to go now. Have to go.
She thinks she'll be gone maybe 5-6 months, but she's not really sure. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.